Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me this morning to talk about his campaign for the New Mexico House of Representatives in District 4, Mark Duncan is here in our studios. Morning, Mr. Duncan. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you.
You are running for office. I think the last elected office you held was the mayor of Kirtland.
Yes, sir.
And so this steps it up a little bit to go to Santa Fe, right?
Well, it does. I don't really know that any office is any better, any worse than any. They're all the same. If we're serving our community, then doesn't matter if you're the janitor or the mayor.
Right.
Or a state representative.
I guess maybe it's all relative.
You just got a lot more folks that are your boss when you're a state representative as opposed to a mayor of a small community or a council member.
True. And so District 4 certainly encompasses a lot more geographic area than the town of Kirtland does.
It does.
And so you would have a lot more bosses, let's say, if elected, right? So what are you learning as you get out and about? And you were telling me that you are going out and actually trying to meet with potential voters face-to-face, even in COVID times, right?
I am. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm knocking on a lot of doors. We've knocked on almost 4,000 doors so far, and I knock on their door, and I step back about 15 to 20 feet, and I'm talking with them, and some people are very comfortable with it. Other people are if you're a little bit older, then we keep a safe distance, and I've got palm cards that are big enough to where you can almost see it from about 25 feet away, and so they can kind of see what I'm talking about, and it seems to be working.
Okay, and what are they telling you when you visit with these folks? What are their biggest concerns, I guess, as you walk around the district and meet some of these folks?
Well, their biggest concern is jobs, specifically in our county. Miners, power plant folks, oil and gas folks, they want a representative that's going to save their jobs and fight for their jobs and fight for their way of life. In many cases, these jobs just aren't for one specific family. These jobs are for a couple of different families, and it provides for two or three different families in some cases. And so those are the things that I'm hearing most, that they're wanting their jobs. They want to keep their jobs.
Right.
So that's what I've been doing for years and years now, is trying to save jobs and help with PNM and the mines, and so that will continue.
I see. But of course, PNM has already said that they're out in the next couple of years, but there is certainly this plan with Enchant Energy and City of Farmington, and so that is something I assume then you would support.
Absolutely.
For
absolutely. 100%.
Talking about what we're talking about, jobs and what have you.
This is technology that's already been proved. We're not saying, hey, let's just do something that's unproved. This has been proved already, and it's done. It's been done. Let's do it here. And I think it's a great opportunity. We've seen what happened to California the last 6 months, the blackouts, the brownouts. It's not there yet, and we're not there yet. So why sacrifice jobs in New Mexico and force my constituents, our residents of San Juan County, to move elsewhere or to split their family up, leave their kids here and their wife and the husband go to another state just so they can get a job and work? It's just not right. It's just not right.
Right. And you're talking about the problem with renewable energy, which
is
what you're saying, is that the reliability
that's
isn't
correct.
There, and that's why we see some of these rolling blackouts in California and things along that line.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, coal is the cheapest way we can go, no doubt about it. One of these days we're going to wake up and coal is not going to be here anymore, and I'm going to wonder what happened to my last paycheck because it just went to pay my utility bill. And I'm not going to be a happy camper, and neither is anybody else going to be a happy camper when that happens.
Right. But a lot of critics would say that renewables have come down in price, and they're very competitive with coal and some of the other forms of kind of carbon-based energy.
And I would like to see that over and over and over. California is a good example. I mean, we hear that all the time, that they're very competitive. Well, okay, but you have blackouts. You have brownouts. You're being told not to use electricity. I want something that's reliable and, you know, at the end of the month doesn't send me into a shock when I get my bill.
Understood. And I hear what you're saying. And I know the jobs are important, and there's not really a one-to-one replacement of those jobs if, in fact, they were to go away and you replace them with something renewable. I mean, even the renewable folks agree to that.
Yeah,
it doesn't take as many people to run a solar field as it does to run a coal-fired power plant or a mine.
Yeah, you've got a couple of window washers at maybe $15 an hour, and that doesn't provide for anybody.
Right.
And so you give up, you know, maybe 12 to 1,500 jobs total for a couple of window washers, and it's just not good.
Not compatible, not equitable, I guess, is the term. And so let me ask you, too, then, about what other types of jobs you would like to see in District 4, you would like to attract to this corner of the state, and certainly working with the state legislature to maybe put some state oomph behind some of these proposals, you could do that.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we need to attract other businesses as well. You know, we've tried for the last couple of years to expand our base to come in from out of state for tourism, for things like that. And I think those are good things. I go to Moab and I see what Moab's done, and Moab has been in doing this for a long, long time. And we have great things to be seen here as well. And it will take years and years for that to happen, but we're headed in the right direction there as well. But I would love to see anything that, for example, NAPI, the railroad, any of those things will help us. And NAPI can do things once that railroad comes in that I think will be a benefit to all of the folks out that are working for NAPI, for their family members, for other folks that can work there. And that's a huge base, and they need to take every opportunity to put that to work and to use it.
Right.
Fully, not just, partially.
Sure. You mentioned the railroad, that rail spur that's been proposed from the I-40 corridor up in some route to be determined that would end somewhere in San Juan County. And so this has your support, that
Absolutely.
Project?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's expensive.
It's very expensive. Very expensive. But it's been talked about for many, many, many years.
And, oh, I know. I hear from the folks who say, you know, they've been talking about that for 60 years, Scott Micklin. What are you still talking about this for?
That's right.
Yes.
And one of these days, we hope that happens. And we can get the money to do that. That will benefit the entire county.
And you feel, working maybe with your colleagues in Santa Fe, that you could convince them, even folks maybe from the southern part of the state, that maybe some state efforts should be given to this corner to maybe put some additional state money to make this happen, like maybe a southern spaceport or something that was also a big ticket item.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that our county, for example, the state has no problem taking our tax dollars from mines, oil and gas, power plants. They have no problem at all. Once in a while, we want it back. And that's all we're asking is be fair. Be fair with us. You've done other big projects. Albuquerque doesn't have any problem getting money. Santa Fe doesn't have any problem getting money. Las Cruces doesn't have any problem. But does that money come from there? A huge chunk of that comes from the Northwest and the Southeast.
The revenue.
Yes.
Yes.
And so, you know, it's only fair to give it back once in a while. And so it's time.
Understood.
Give it back.
You are running as a Republican. Of course, the governor's office is, she's a Democrat, and the majority of the parties in Santa Fe in both houses are Democrat-controlled. So working out of the minority party in Santa Fe, what do you think about having to do that? Because here in San Juan County, it's a Republican majority, at least at the moment, county. And so that would be a little different. Maybe political, right?
Well, it will be different politically. I'm a married man, and I have four daughters.
Right.
So I've always been in the minority.
I see what you're saying. I wasn't quite sure where we were going there, but now I got it. Okay, yes, sir.
I've always.
So you can negotiate. Is what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I can walk across the aisle, and I'll work with anybody. But we've got to look for the common goal and the common good. We can't just say it's just about one party or the other party. We need to look at what's best for our communities.
Right.
So
District 4, of course, also involves the reservation. Uh-huh. And so you've got to be, I think, a partner with the tribe.
Absolutely.
And working at that level, that government-to-government level.
Absolutely. Yep. This district runs from west, it's north of Apache, west of airport, up to 30th, and then west all the way to the Arizona border, to the Colorado border on the Cortez side, and 40 miles south of Shiprock.
Gotcha.
And so it will be working.
It's a big chunk.
Yes, it is. It's a very big chunk, and we'll be working with the chapter houses very closely.
Gotcha. And of course, you know, jobs are important on the on and off the reservation,
Absolutely.
Which I know the mine and the power plant, as we've previously talked about, provide a lot of employment for
Absolutely.
That population, for the Navajo Nation. And so this is an important thing for them too.
Absolutely. It's a very important thing for them. And I'm their voice, and that's what they need, is they need that voice. One of the other things that, Scott, I think would be so beneficial is if they could get the Kayenta model throughout the entire reservation. That is, you know, instead of taking 2 or 3 years for somebody that wants to open up something out there, if you're living there or you live off reservation and want to start a business up there, instead of taking 2 or 3 years, if there's a way that we could make that, you know, 6 months, why couldn't you do the way you go into the town of Kirtland and get a business application, find the place you want to rent or buy it, and go through the plan and you're open? That's what needs to happen. You know, as I talk with folks out there, I talk with business folks that are off reservation, and I said, why didn't you do that in Shiprock? And overwhelmingly, the number one thing is, I couldn't wait 3 or 4 years to get a business license. I couldn't wait that long to do this. So I came off reservation. And so they were, within a month, they were up and running.
And right, so off reservation, there's
a great desire to open businesses out there, but it's just the BIA ought to get out of the way and leave it local and let them do what they need to do.
Right. You mentioned Kayenta, and that is one of the chapters that has kind of a local governance set up through the tribe, but it's been approved by the tribal entities, and so they can do that a lot faster. Someone could open a business a lot faster in Kayenta than they could in Shiprock, for
example.
That's
correct.
That's
a wonderful thing. I mean, you take 3 years, and you know, by the 3 years, you're probably just, I am so sick and tired of this that I'll do it somewhere else, or I'll just forget about it entirely. And you know, people have a good idea, they want to do something, they ought to be able to go do it. That's the American dream.
Right. Understood. Going back to talk about the railroad for just a moment, and of course the tribe has been a partner in this, and they need to be, having a seat at the table. And so again, from the state level, working with the tribal government and the state government and even the federal government, I think there's a pretty major grant that has been awarded to help with this project, which folks remind me that this is the furthest that this railroad project has gotten in the past 60 years since we've been talking about it.
Absolutely.
It does seem to have some feet to it and some life to it as we go forward.
It does. It has, I think it has big interest with the federal government as well. Arvin Trujillo is working very closely with all entities involved, and Arvin's a really good guy. He knows what he's doing. He's smart as a whip. I went to school with Arvin, and so he knows what he's doing, and he's gathered all parties together and said, look, for the benefit of our county, let's do something with this. And so I think everybody's working, and he's got us in step and hooked up, and we're pulling as a team, and I think and I hope that that continues to be the case.
Certainly. The last big multi-million dollar project that I'm thinking of that maybe the state was involved with was probably the widening of 550. I don't know how many years ago that's been, but it's been a few years. But that was a big ticket project that a lot of folks said couldn't be done. And there was some really different and unique way of financing that project that, that made it happen, because it was about 140 miles of road work.
I was going to say, we were on the county commission at the time when I think Secretary Ron was
Pete Ron, right?
Pete
right.
did that, and the county commission was all for it. And we still think it's a great one.
Certainly. And it was a great way to get it done. And I think that was Secretary Ron's push, was to say, we have to do it this way, or else it's going to take 20 years to build this road. So there you go. Just a couple minutes remaining this morning, Mr. Duncan. I guess if folks would like to reach out and find out more about you and your campaign and what you stand for, you can. You've got a Facebook page or a website. How can they find
you? We've got a web page. It's I'm not really good with this stuff, Scott. So let me just say, it's markfornm.com.
There you go.
And you can reach out to us that way. My number's on there. We have a Facebook page as well. I try to post. Quite often, almost every day, I try to post something, and the party's really good about helping, you know, talk about things. Respect New Mexico is what we're all after, respecting the citizens of this state, respecting the citizens of our community, and that's what we're going for, and that's our agenda as we get to Santa Fe. It will be respecting the people of this state, And everything that we do in the legislature, as we push, the agenda forward, that's what we're going to be pushing, is respect the people of the state, respect their jobs, respect their culture, respect their prosperity.
Very good. Well, I know a lot of folks are already voting or making their plans to vote, and so we can all agree it's important to get out there and exercise your right to vote.
Absolutely. I don't care what party you're from, vote. Help your kids understand how important that is. We live in a free country, and the reason it's free is because people have taken the time to vote. And so get out and vote.
Very true. Mr. Duncan, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Always great to visit with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Mark Duncan. He is, again, the Republican candidate running in District 4 for the Mexico House of Representatives, my guest here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.